you play other instruments, Charlie? As I fall off the table.
Harmonica.
Okay.
I have my stand here, you know.
We
can do that. But
well, I know Dwight has harmonica with him, and maybe the next song, both of you, like we were talking about a minute ago, we can have you do that tune.
That'd be fine.
I just love that. You know, I've said it before, but there is nothing funner than sitting here in the Honor Studio with musicians right in front
of
me.
Now you're going to edit all the bad parts out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's
in real time.
It's thank goodness for that 7-second delay.
Yeah,
but still, you better behave. Anyway, tell us a little bit more about what's going on tonight in the way of, this is kind of amazing. Well, pretty amazing when you get all those guys together.
Oh, yeah. You mean all the VCR guys and gals. It certainly is. You know, tonight with Lonesome Charlie, I think it's an opportunity to take a little bit of an expanded view, and it's really nice to hear his Keystone Highway song, because it's so much, he's singing a song that's so much about the land he came from and about his sense of place and home, and a little bit, I mean, we kind of do it in a humorous way. VCR is trying to do a similar thing to a certain extent with our show called The Big Dino Dance, The Big Dinosaur Dance.
And that's what it is tonight.
That's tonight, yeah. And it's kind of looking at our biological heritage, who we are in an expanded view and where we came from in a playful, fun way. But I think it enriches our sense of possibility and expands our notion of who we are and where we come from and, in a sense, where we're going. Kind of our interconnection with each other. So even with all the fun and frolicking and goofiness of maybe what might be ensuing, there is a stronger heart and a deeper idea of community, I think. And that's something I really sense.
There's going to be a lot of evolving music going on,
yes,
too. So we don't know exactly what to expect because it's kind of a fresh thing, you know. But I do want to say that I'm not really a dino hunter, but but I am a fossil hunter,
or a
field paleontologist. I don't care if you call me any of those kind of things. But most of the things I find are contemporary with dinosaurs, but we're talking about ocean things. But as far as pterodactyls go, you always see these pteranodons flying around dinosaurs. The best fossil pteranodons are found in Kansas, and they've been described from Kansas. So that's the closest thing to a dinosaur. At least what kids think of dinosaurs would be a pteranodon, a pterodactyl. So
those mosasaurs get pretty big, though.
Well, a T-Rex would not have a chance against a mosasaur in the water.
And what's a mosasaur?
A mosasaur is a big swimming lizard with paddles.
Like a shirt?
Yeah, that's a mosasaur.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Big teeth?
Yeah, big teeth. Big,
predator.
Big squamata. A big...
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah, I snuck that one in, didn't I? Or his dad used to say, he squam out of here. You know?
So. Just too cute.
But that is the family of reptiles. But there is some controversy that they think they may be more closely related to snakes than lizards. But that's an ongoing science fight. You know, it's evolving as we speak. So
yeah, and what about that? I don't know if it's still considered new. When I was in college, they discovered a new kind of dinosaur, one that was that went on land and air. Am I just imagining it, or?
Well, they're finding a lot of dinosaurs with feathers.
Yeah.
And some of them are somewhat. But like I say, I read about dinosaurs, but that's too much work to dig those kind of things out, you know.
Okay.
I've collected 30-foot mosasaurs too, but that's.
Where is that guy now?
Well, he's in storage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right
so
now,
we have a.
He's sleeping.
On that note,
he's sleeping in the shed.
We have another tune that I want from you, and both of you are going to do this one, aren't you?
Yeah. Called The Wreckage, right?
Yeah, this is an older tune that it's going to be on my new CD, but it's kind of like The Wreckage being either a failed romance or a failed foreign policy.